الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. رضا بقضائه وتسليما لأمره، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر لحدي مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. This night is known as Sham-e Ghareeba, the night of strangeness, the night of loneliness, the night of being in a desolate place on a night when the Ahlul Bayt, the ladies and the children of Abu Abdullah have gone through so much. The day of Ashura, my brothers and sisters, has concluded, and this is the night in the 61st year after the Hijrah where the ladies and the children are all alone. Hazrat Abbas is no longer there. Ali Akbar is no longer with the family. Abul Fadl Abbas, Imam Hussein, all of these men have gone, and they never came back again to the camp. A night when the family are all alone. But even before the night was to dawn on the family of the Prophet, the day of Ashura was such a tragedy. But as we know, it did not end on the day of Ashura with the killing of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. As the historians mentioned, that just the killing of Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, that this was really the beginning of the tragedies of Ali Muhammad. This afternoon, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, So many things were happening to the family of the Prophet. It wasn't enough that they had killed all the male members of the family of Rasulullah. It wasn't enough that they had done the most despicable of actions against the family of the Prophet. But a point came when Imam Hussein alayhi salam's body lay on the desert plains of Karbala. The writers of the Maqtal mentioned that at one point the enemy forces came towards the body of Abu Abdullah. They wanted to claim some of the war booty. They wanted to claim something from the body of Imam Hussein. Historians mentioned that one man came and he stole the imamah off of the head of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Another man came and he took the shirt off of the body of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And this wasn't enough. Another man comes and takes off the shoes that Imam Hussein had on his feet, as if any of these had any material value. Eventually, one final individual comes to the body of Abu Abdullah. He sees that many people have already beaten him to the body. He sees that there is not much left on the body of Imam Hussein to plunder away from him. And then he looks towards the hand of Abu Abdullah. This evil man sees that Imam Hussein has a ring on his finger. He bends down to try to take the ring off the finger of Abu Abdullah. But brothers and sisters, however much this man tries to pull the ring off the finger of Imam Hussein, he can't remove the ring from the finger. So what this evil man does is he reaches into his pocket. He reaches into whatever he has and he pulls out a knife. This man pulls out a knife and he begins to slice away at the finger of Abu Abdullah. He removes the finger of Imam Hussein from his hand to get to the ring. He takes the finger off of Imam Hussein and he takes the ring as his treasure from this day. But brothers and sisters, this is not the end of the tragedy of this day of Ashura leading up to Sham-e Ghareeba. Historians write that at one point in the afternoon after Ashura has concluded, that they look towards the bodies. And many of the bodies that are there, they have some tribe to claim allegiance to them. Many of the companions, many of the friends have some distant relation to one of the tribes that are on the plains of Karbala. They serve that the enemy forces are going to trample upon the bodies, but every time they try to decide what body to trample upon first, there is some member of their tribe to come and claim the body. One after the other, after the other, the bodies are taken, the bodies are pushed away. Eventually, when all of the body, all of this has been said and done, there's one body left on the plains of Karbala. And there is nobody to speak up for this body. Umar ibn Sa'd Mal'un asked the crowd, he says that, is there anybody whose mother or father belongs to the tribe of this one man? And this man is no other than Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. There is nobody from the tribe of his family to come and claim his body. At this point, the curse of Ibn Sa'd orders his troops that who is willing to gain a reward by trampling over the body of Imam Hussein. We're told that 10 of the enemy fighters, they volunteer to ride their horses over the body of Imam Hussein. They make sure that the horse's feet, the horse's hooves are sharpened, that the horseshoes are sharpened to inflict maximum damage on the body of Imam Hussein. They begin to go over the body one after the other after the other. When we look towards the tents of Lady Zainab and the family of the Ahlul Bayt, whatever is left of the tents, we're told that Lady Zainab approaches the entrance of the tent and she has Imam Sajjad with her. Imam Sajjad is looking at the battlefield. He sees these horses going back and forth and back and forth. The writers of the Maqtal mention that Imam Zain al-Abidin himself is saying that he could hear the bones of his father breaking under the hooves of the horse. They go back and forth over the body of Abdullah many times until there's nothing left of his body. Back and forth as Imam Zain al-Abidin is looking over this tragic scene. But brothers and sisters, the tragedy of Ali Muhammad doesn't end here. Again, this is just the beginning of what they will go through. Once they have trampled over the body of Abu Abdullah, once they have looted his body of all of the possessions that he had, they turn their focus and attention towards the Khaymagah. They turn their focus and attention towards the tents of Ali Muhammad. The ladies are in one of the tents. The enemy forces begin to go towards the tent. They begin to loot whatever possessions the Ahlul Bayt have along with them. At the same time, they begin to set fire to the tents. The ladies run from one tent to the other, not knowing what to do. They see a young girl with earrings on. They see this young child, and a man runs up towards her and rips the earrings from the young girl's ears. They don't even take them out properly, so much so that her ears begin to bleed. One of the young children, one of her clothes catches fire, and she's running to try to put the fire out. She's running to put the fire out, and a man comes and tries to help her. The man tries to come and help her to put the fire out. She says, "Oh man, you must be a good person. You're here to help us. Can you tell me one thing? Can you tell me the direction towards Najaf? And when he asks her, "Why do you want to know the direction?" She says that my grandfather Imam Ali is buried there. I want to complain to him of the situation of the family that we have been going through. The scene plays out until the evening time. And finally, the Shama Ghariba, the 11th night of Muharram, It comes upon the ladies and the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They've gathered in one of the tents. Many of the other tents have been burnt. They have been leveled to the ground. Imam Zain al-Abidin, still sick from the fever that he's been having for the last few days, is in one of the tents. But Lady Zainab will be the protector of the family for these few days. Lady Zainab makes it a point to take attendance of all the children to make sure all of the young children are accounted for. As Lady Zainab and the other ladies who are helping her go to look to make sure all the children are accounted for, she realizes that one of the young children is missing. She does another count, and historians say that one of the children is missing from her count. She begins to walk through the desert. It's dark at night, brothers and sisters. It's pitch black in the desert of Karbala on this night. She begins to walk. She begins to walk through the desert towards the bodies. All of a sudden, we're told in the books of Maqtal that the clouds move and the moon appears from behind the clouds. This adds a bit of light to the desert of Karbala. At this point, she sees a young child on top of her body. She sees young Sakina on top of her body. And whose body is this? She finds Sakina near the body on the top of the chest of Imam Hussein. But Imam Hussein, brothers and sisters, has no head. Lady Zainab reaches down towards the young daughter and wakes her up. She slowly wakes her up and she asks her, how do you know who this is? And she says that this is my father Hussein. This is my Baba Hussein. How could I not know my father? She says it is almost as if I heard a voice saying, come to me, O daughter. Come to me and sleep on my chest for this one final time. Lady Zainab takes the young Sakina. She holds her by the hand and they walk back towards the Khaymagah. They walk back towards the tent. At this point, brothers and sisters, we are told in the books of Maktal that all the children have been put to sleep. They've gone into the tent and have gone to sleep for the night. They've seen so much on this tragic day of Ashura. They've seen so much grief. They've felt so much pain and sorrow seeing all of their family members, all of the friends of Abu Abdullah going to the battlefield one after the other after the other. All these times, every time that they have seen all of these difficulties, and finally they have a bit of peace on this night of Shami Ghariba. Some of the historians mention this event, and we'll end with this, is that as Lady Zainab alayhi salam is getting ready to watch over and take guard over the camp of Imam Zain al-Abidin on this night, she says that she hears a horseman coming towards the tent. She says she hears a man on a horse coming towards them. She's frightened. She's worried that who is this? They have nothing left to steal from them. They have nothing left to give. All of a sudden, as this person comes near, and she complains to this man. She says, oh, who are you? What are you here for? Why are you here to hurt us? And this man lifts the veil off of his face. He says, oh, Lady Zainab, you not recognize who I am. I am your father, Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm your father, Imam Ali. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون